This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Hello, and welcome to the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast, where Reverend Roger L. Green, Sr. is the pastor. This broadcast is designed to be a blessing and life changer for you and your family. Listen now as Reverend Green takes you through the Word of God.
Amen. Oh, Heavenly Father, as I stand now before you, oh, Heavenly Father, and before your people, Lord, I ask that you allow the Holy Spirit to assist me, oh, Heavenly Father, so that your word may go forth, oh, Heavenly Father, that those who hear it, oh, Heavenly Father, could find something in it to use in their daily lives, oh Heavenly Father. And oh Heavenly Father, I'll be able, mindful, oh Heavenly Father, to give you all honor, all the praise, oh Heavenly Father. This and all blessings in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. Probably know it now, but the pastor is not here. Amen? Amen. So I ask that you pray for me, okay? Amen. Pray for me. He's been going to funeral after funeral. We're burying a lot of our young. Our youth are being destroyed. And the devil is eating them up. But you wouldn't mind if I just talked to you this morning. Amen. I just want to talk to you. I want to talk to the parents. I want to talk to the mothers. I want to talk to the fathers. I want to talk to the grandfathers. I want to talk to the uncles. I want to talk to the aunts. I just want to talk to you this morning. An ancient philosopher who was the wisest man of his time wrote that two are better than one because they have a good return for their work. If one falls down, his friend can help him up. He goes on to say, but pity the man who falls and has no one to help him up. You'll find that in Ecclesiastes 4, 9, and 10. I also know that faith is as much the rule of temporal life as it is of spiritual life. I also know that if you don't believe all the Bible, you get no credit for none of the Bible. I also know that the secret of the Lord saying, servant, well done, is doing. The funeral home director stood here Friday. He said he was tired of burying our youth. So as am I. And I know so are you. But I also know that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Turn your Bibles to the book of Matthews. The 16th chapter, verse 18. But before we start, I want you to remember this word. Write it down because I don't want you to confuse what I say. I want you to write the word R R-A-I-S-E. Don't write R-A-I-S-E. Write R-A-Z-E, which means to destroy, demolish, and tear down. So don't tell the pastor when he get back that I said R-A-I-S-E, which means to lift up, to bring back or bring to an upright position, to raise from the dead. I said R-A-Z-E, destroy, demolish. Matthew's 16 and 18 says that, and I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his holy word. This verse is saying, that Satan will capture a person and fence them in. And he'll place a fence or a gate around them to keep them in. This verse has been mistranslated because everyone in here knows that ain't nothing Satan could do with the church of God. This verse is saying that Satan will get our youth and fence them in. This scripture has been misused, and we all have never seen a gate chase nobody anywhere. We have never seen a gate chase anybody. What Jesus is saying here, that once Satan get them, alcoholism, he fences them in. Drugs, he fences them in. Killing and violence, he fences them in. Mm-hmm. But as parents, uncles, grandmothers, and those who love our youth, you need to raise hell. Maybe you didn't understand what I said. I said to capture and save our youth, you, me, and every one of us need to raise hell. If you are a soldier of the cross, look out now. We have the weapons to get them out. Yes, Lord. Come on, Lord. Mm-hmm. If you want to know where your weapons are, here's your armory. If you need a sword of offense, it's in your armory. If you need the shield of defense, it's in your armory. God has given us all the weapons that we need. Since we never seen a gate chasing anybody, yesterday, killing our youth in Alexandria. Well, some are saying, put down your weapons, turn them in. That won't do it. Well, I heard a man shout that all hell is broke loose in Alexandria. I know he had messed up then. Hell should never break loose on us. We need to break loose on hell and raise hell and go in there and take our youth out of there. you find that Jesus should be our role model.
Well, that's right.
The book of Ephesians, the 4th chapter, the 8th verse and 10. When Jesus died those 3 days, it said that he went to Sheol. And he released the captives. Jesus went down there and did what? He raised hell. He went to their ground. He went and he captured death and hell. What we call that he was dead. He wasn't dead. He was raising hell. The only way we could save our youth is to raise hell. Yeah. Jesus said, if I be lifted up,
that's what he said.
Our armory, this book, this Bible, has the solution to what we're facing. For youth is not dying on this side of town. He's dying over here. If he's not getting killed on this side, he's getting killed in Alexandria on the other side. If the drugs and fentanyl is not killing them, they're being shot. We talk about the police killing our black youth. And we march all over the world shouting Black Lives Matter. You know those Mormons up there, they got Utah. Jehovah's Witness got their office in New York City. The gamblers got Las Vegas. I just want to know why the Christians ain't got Alexandria. We got an armory to stop this solution. City Hall can't stop it. Government can't stop it. The Muslim Quran can't stop it. The Hindu Beatles can't stop it. The five classics of Confucianism can't stop it. Only the Bible gives a solution to the problem we face. Parents, you need to raise hell. If this killing, this drug problem, and that was going on with our youth, if it was a money problem, we could finance that. If it was a legal problem, we could go to Baton Rouge and legislate that. If it was like the COVID, an infectious disease, we could isolate it. If it was a prevented disease, we could vaccinate it. If it was a moral decline, we'll just counsel it. But the only message or anything, there's no discipline that you could study in school for this disease. This disease that's called singing is, here's your armory. Find that what we do at home is a chore. We go to work and we work, but when we get home, cutting the grass is a chore. We could go to work, come home, you may wash your clothes. That's a chore. Let me get a little closer. Coming to Mount Zion, sitting in the pew is a chore. Coming to Mount Zion, singing in a choir is a chore. Singing to Mount Zion, coming and being an usher is a chore. The work is out there. For them to get saved and come out of that, they have to see one of us. Mm-hmm. Write this one down, 2 Corinthians 5 and 19. The only way we could save our youth is every saved individual, they got to see us. 2 Corinthians 5:19 says, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses upon them, and have committed unto us the reconciliation. I say us is we and we is us, and we must go out there and raise hell if we need to get them out. Just want to talk. It's going to be short. I just want to talk to you. I know they're saying it's nothing that we could do. Maybe they don't know what faith is. The Bible says that evidence of faith, y'all know it's a substance of things without, that's what faith does. That's not what it is. It's a difference between what something do and it's a difference between what it is. Faith is absolutely positively to believe. And how can you believe without knowledge? It's nothing you could believe in if you don't know it. So we got to raise hell and go out there and give them the word. You got to give them something to believe in. You can't believe in anything. You got to believe in our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. We must raise hell if we want to save our young. There's a lot of poetry that was unwritten in the garden, remember, from our young. There's a lot of inventions that would never be invented by our young. There's a lot of doctors. It's in the garden, remember.
That's right.
Yeah. The graveyard hold more talent than we do on the street because we are afraid to raise hell. If we could get them to just hear. We could get them and give them a word. We need to raise hell and just pull them out, pull them out, pull them out, pull them out, pull them out. We must do something besides setting out. But here's our weapons. Jesus said if he be lifted up, I can't witness to our youth and promise them a smooth sailing. That's not going to happen. But I can guarantee a happy landing. The text says, and I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. That's a look at that. He says, my church. Not old George, Not him, not him, not him, not him, not her. Jesus said, my church. See, he's better to us than the government. They can't stop it because the government gonna call you a taxpayer. The lawyer's gonna call you a client. The radio station's gonna say you just a listener. The TV station might say you are a viewer, but if you look at the text, Jesus say you're mine. I know it's been hard on some of you. We have lost a lot of youth. But until we go out and raise hell, that's the only way we could get them out. That gate that Satan has placed around them, if we give them the word, we could pull them out. Alcoholism don't mean nothing. I never seen Jesus turn water to wine, but I done seen him bring him from the dope pit to the pulpit. I ain't never seen Jesus walk on water, but I done seen Jesus take him from the street. Make them from gangbangers to choir singers. I ain't seen him walk on the water, but I know he's able. Just want to talk to you. We are losing our youth. Well, I know some people say, what can I do? Some might say I'm too old. All you got to do is do the word. It's God that gives the increase. You're never too old to give a word to the youth. You're never too young to give a word to the youth. If we do not do something that's biblical, we'll continue to lose our youth. Talked about the portrait that was in the garden, remembering. I'm going to bring it a little closer to home. The future of this church and every church that opens in the name of Jesus is in the garden, remembering. Everything here, I mean, you're not guaranteed to die because I don't know when God is coming back. But if he don't in our lifetime, we are gone. The youth is the future of the church. Death. Violence. Fentanyl, cocaine, methamphetamine. We're just sitting by idle, waiting on City Hall, who can't do a thing. Waiting on the president, he can't do a thing. Waiting on your city councilman, can't do a thing. Here's your weapon. We are losing our youth. The Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. The Bible also said that all have sinned. Falling off. have a saying that I'm so glad that mother prayed for me. But if you who you say you are, let no one know you and ever face God and say they had no one to pray for them. We are losing our youth. If you have a child, you have a grandchild, it's a bad thing if the police stop and shoot your child. But let's be perfectly honest. You don't want anybody to kill your child, because murder is murder. I don't care who's committing it. We need to save our youth. We are starting to point fingers. If we do this, they'll do that. If we would have done this, they'll do that. I don't care how good you call your parenting skills. Dr. Spark wrote a book, but he didn't have any children. I don't care how good your parenting skills is. If you are not using this, it's all in vain. I know you're just like I am. I'm tired of hearing about funerals of kids. I'm tired of going to funerals of kids. Who's next?